Ports up and down the West Coast could be paralyzed by a strike or lockout as early as next week. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union is negotiating a new contract. Management wants to introduce technology to make the ports run more efficiently, but the union fears that will mean lost jobs. With more than a quarter of all foreign trade moving through these ports, a prolonged work stoppage could cost the economy tens of billions of dollars. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports from Los Angeles.
Stand on a shipping terminal on the port of Long Beach and you feel like you're at the beating heart of global trade. Long Beach and the adjacent port of Los Angeles together form the third biggest port on the planet after Singapore and Hong Kong. But you're not swept away by the sound and smell of the sea here. What dominates is a sound and smell of diesel. You can't even see the water from the wharf, where trucks line up alongside the huge ships to receive that one specific shipping container they've come to retrieve. For the crane operators sitting 10 stories above, getting that one container off the ship and onto the truck can be a laborious process, explains Peter Vandermat, who's helped design many of the terminals here.
It may be necessary first to remove a few containers to get to the one that the trucker is there to pick up. And that's a slow process. This big crane, out of all the moves they made, per hour, only 8 to 10 containers actually get loaded to a truck.
But it's possible, says Vandermat, to use computers to keep track of the location of every container on the ship. Then truckers could log onto the internet before they drove to the port and tell the computer which containers they wanted. Their cargo would be waiting for them when they arrived. No hunt and peck for the crane operators, no long lines for the truckers.
Instead of 8 to 10 moves per hour, the same crane could probably do twice that many.
Right now, all that keeping track of containers is done by clerks, members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, who are paid an average of $118,000 a year. The ILWU represents more than 10,000 very well-paid workers at the West Coast ports, and it doesn't want to see those jobs automated out of existence. In any case, the union rejects the contention that the ports are inefficient, says Steve Stallone, the union spokesman.
The ILWU workforce is one of the most productive workforces in the world. In the last 10 years, the volume of cargo has more than doubled, but the size of the workforce has increased by only about 20%, and yet the employers continue to say that productivity is stagnant or falling. I don't see how you can figure that.
The union has been in negotiations with the Pacific Maritime Association since May 13th. The PMA, as it's called, isn't speaking on tape, but observers of the talks from the business community aren't feeling optimistic. Robin Lanier is a spokeswoman for the West Coast Waterfront Coalition.
When 5 o'clock July 1 rolls around, which is when the contract expires, I would not expect them to have negotiated a deal. After that, I think it's anybody's guess, and around the 6th or 8th of July, you might start seeing some slowdowns at the port. PMA has threatened that they might lock the union out if they experience slowdowns.
Lanier's organization represents shipping companies, railroads, truckers, as well as major importers like Target and Walmart. She says any kind of work stoppage at West Coast ports would cause widespread pain.
We've got back-to-school merchandise that's coming through the ports right now. We have the beginning of Christmas merchandise. We've got component parts for assembly lines that are operating in the middle of the country. And if we can't get those parts to those assembly lines, people building air conditioners and automobiles and other kinds of products will be sent home on unpaid leave. So the implications are pretty enormous.
No matter how these negotiations end, the struggle to preserve jobs and increase efficiency is sure to continue, as the cargo coming into West Coast ports is expected to double yet again in the next 10 years. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.